sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks.
Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country.
Thanks for tuning us in here tonight on December. December 19th, 2017, you're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, here live in sunny North Dakota, where the temperatures are expected to plummet tomorrow. basking in the balmy environs south of me in Ontario, Canada, Paul Fromm. Thank you for being with us, Paul.
We went up to about 40 today, all the snow melted. That's near the big city. I'm just west of Toronto in Port Credit, but farther out in the country and farther up north, it wouldn't have melted. But yeah, we have another respite and was able to finish raking the leaves and getting them out and preparing for Christmas, haul the tree in. And it's very important to me and most of my associates up here to keep it real. You know, I don't mean to quarrel with people. If you want to have an artificial tree, okay. But, keeping it real, and those Christmas cards all say Merry Christmas, not slappy Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings or whatever. And you live in a far worse climate than I do. But, I mean, would you really celebrate those bone-chilling 30-below winters with the wind howling across the prairies? Unless you're a masochist, I don't think you would.
Well, yes, we're about to really enter winter, and it just toughens us up here, and so we're quite happy and really happy about what happened yesterday. We're going to celebrate that. This is I mentioned the children's stockings are full, and they were filled by President Donald Trump yesterday. He was speaking in the Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., and to an audience that included the Joint Chiefs of Staff in front of him. Nobody gave us a shot of the audience, but it was the sort of audience you'd have for a State of the Union address. So the crowd isn't the wild, enthusiastic crowd of a typical Trump rally. A little bit more staid when you imagine things like the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I don't think the Supreme Court was there, but. Yesterday, Donald Trump, I timed it. I listened to the speech twice again today, and he said all of this in his national security strategy speech. He said this in 26 minutes. Very, very compact. Changed the future for all of us in that brief span. You would do well to read the whole speech. The speech is based on the 55 plus pages of the published printed national security strategy that Donald Trump released. And you could read that as well. That's very fruitful reading. But here is I was trying to pick out what were the gems, the brightest of the gems today in yesterday's speech. Here's one he is now 4 minutes into his speech, a mere 4 minutes in, and he comes up with this. Here we go. We can hear that keyboard, Paul.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Here he is. That wasn't Donald Trump punching the keyboard as he was speaking.
Well, he was certainly punching some buttons.
Yeah, he's punching some people, that's for sure. Here we go.
Under lock and key, they imposed punishing regulations and crippling taxes. They surrendered our sovereignty to foreign bureaucrats in faraway and distant capitals.
Here it comes.
And over the profound objections of the American people, our politicians left our borders wide open. Millions of immigrants entered illegally. Millions more were admitted into our country without the proper vetting needed to protect our security and our economy. Leaders in Washington imposed on the country an immigration policy that Americans never voted for, never asked for, and never approved.
Let me just pause it right there, folks. That's the best sentence ever uttered by an American president.
And that, you know, that's what is being said by immigration invasion critics like you and me and Sam Dixon and Jared Taylor and Professor Kevin McDonald for 20 years. A policy that was never honestly presented to the American or Canadian people, never voted on as that policy. Look, we're going to replace you. How do you like them apples? That was never presented to us.
Let me play it one more time just so you can savor. This is like Beethoven repeating a particularly felicitous phrase in his Ninth Symphony. Here it comes again. Let me just back it up a little bit. Because I could listen to this till the cows come home. I want you especially to focus in on, my timings aren't perfect here, focus in on what he says, that Washington politicians imposed on us these things. That verb is the key, folks. Imposed. They threw us to the ground in a headlock, choked us out, and made us do this. Here it is.
And our economy. Leaders in Washington imposed on the country an immigration policy that Americans never voted for, never asked for, and never approved. A policy where the wrong people are allowed into our country and the right people are rejected. American citizens.
Oh, folks. Now, we're just one more phrase. This is still the same sentence. The wrong people, let's see, allowed in and the right people rejected. Again, folks, you've never heard those words from a major American leader, ever.
Your politician, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, and it's, or a movie star or anybody else who's, you know, so to speak, big or prominent. Those are simply inadmissible words.
No wonder in the lamestream media and the lie coverage that I was watching in the wee small hours this morning on the source of all truth, CNN, the focus was almost entirely on the provocative language, and they went to Russian and China and Red Chinese diplomats for their reaction or sources, completely ignoring this immigration, these remarks. Just hoping perhaps the American people didn't hear them.
Yeah, that's why we are repeating them here. You're exactly correct, Paul. They're hoping that this goes into the memory hole and stays and never comes out. Because in a matter of, you know, seconds, you know, 10, 20 seconds, Donald Trump has said more truth than all the talking, blabbering BS artists. They're so-called Washington leaders and cultural leaders all combined over your whole lifetime in a matter of seconds. Let's go back. I'll rewind it just a little bit. Forgive me for doing this, but it just, my gosh. Let me go back a little bit. Here we go.
Imposed on the country an immigration policy that Americans never voted for, never asked for, and never approved. A policy where the wrong people are allowed into our country and the right people are rejected. American citizens, as usual, have been left to bear the cost and to pick up the tab. On top of everything else, our leaders drifted from American principles. They lost sight of America's destiny, and they lost their belief in American greatness. As a result, our citizens lost something as well. The people lost confidence in their government and eventually even lost confidence in their future.
Very important what was said right there. And it, you know, one of the things, Paul, that all of these words, you know, clearly show is the consciousness of Donald Trump, the man who's composing, along with some great speechwriters, I'm sure, but these are Donald Trump's words. This man is not just a great politician, a great president. He is a great, great, profound thinker and philosopher. Because what he spoke just a while ago, folks, that was philosophy. That was profound thinking. And so, it'll come up again in the next 7 years. Donald Trump's only 11 months into his presidency, so we've got 7 years and a month to go. There will be people, you know, questioning Donald Trump, doubting Donald Trump, worried about Donald Trump. Folks, listen to what he just said. No need to worry. This man, if that's your concern, you know, what's in his head? Well, what's in his head is tremendous and great. Let's go forward here. And what he said just a moment ago explains why all of us have had a change in our hearts, a change in our hopes, a complete reversal from the hopelessness of the Clinton, Bush, Obama nightmare to what we are now 11 months into. Here he is.
But last year, all of that began to change. The American people rejected the failures of the past. You rediscovered your voice and reclaimed ownership of this nation and its destiny. On January 20th, 2017, I stood on the steps of the Capitol to herald the day the people became the rulers of their nation again.
You know, Paul, words like that, you know, if you go into the Jefferson, memorial, you'll see Thomas Jefferson's words cast in bronze and embedded in the marble of his memorial. And the words like that, that's what we will someday see those words we just heard cast in bronze and inset into the finest Vermont marble. What were the exact words? Let's go back just a second. That we got our nation back. Pardon me for rewinding just for another second here.
On January 20th, 2017, I stood on the steps of the Capitol to herald the day the people became the rulers of their nation again.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Paul, our grandchildren will be learning those words in a rhetoric or speech class. What was it? To herald the day, that we became the rulers of our nation again?
Yes. And, you know, now I fully understand why we didn't hear this on the false news media. Last night, I saw the extensive report on President Trump's speech on CNN, of course, my favorite toilet for lies. But I also saw it on the Communist Broadcasting Corporation. That's our own Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which actually, compared to CNN, isn't as bad, believe it or not. And yet, those words nowhere appeared. It was all he wants another nuclear missiles, another Cold War. And doesn't want to cooperate and wants to fight the whole world. And that was the theme. Nothing about this stuff. And this really is the revolutionary information, and particularly you're going to get our country back. And, you know, that's pretty much a slogan that we've used in the nationalist cause, both in the United States and Canada, for 20 years. We've got to take our continent back from the cultural Marxist usurpers. And he's saying exactly the same thing, maybe not precisely the same language, but now, wow, do I ever know what I was missing.
And, folks, how long was the trajectory of this arc that you just traveled with Donald Trump? He did all that we have heard here in this show so far. Are you ready for this? What's it felt like? Have you been having flashbacks going through years of your life? 90 seconds. He said all of that in 90 seconds. He covered the King Kong of all issues, uncontrolled borders. Right. He covered the destruction of our confidence in ourselves and our future. And he covered the victory of heralding the day that we became the rulers of our own nation again. Oh, my gosh. Let's
There's an old Irish rebel song called "The Nation Once Again." And, you know, whether or not you're Irish Republicans or not, the lyrics are great. And the kind of the refrain is, until we become a nation once again, not a briefcase carrier for the United Nations or for the globalists or for the European Union, but a nation once again. Oh, wow. This is great.
And I remember, back in my days in what we called junior high school, one of the things that we youngins did was we would memorize wonderful speeches that, you know, George Washington, we would memorize passages from the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence. And that was our way of internalizing, the basis of the code of our nation. And that's what's going to happen with the words you just heard in, can you believe it? 90 seconds. Let's go on. He lit up even the Joint Chiefs of Staff right there.
Jimmy, you were talking about memorizing. That was, of course, the standard approach when I went to school. By the time I became an English instructor, all the progressives and so on would roll their eyeballs and say, it stifles creativity, and they're very big against memorization. Of course, they were wrong, but I understand why memorization is so good. I know people who can remember poems that they learned in elementary school. You know, it fixes these things in your mind, especially if it's good material, if it's good literature or a moving address. That's really important. And even if the rotten education system doesn't do it, I think parents should encourage their children, depending on their age, to memorize. It's great discipline, and it's very rewarding to be able for a little person to be able to give their version of, a good speech.
And you know what? Future historians in our restored America and our restored Canada, both of them great again, will as future generations memorize parts of this speech. They'll come up with a name for it. Maybe in that last phrase, herald the day. Maybe it will be the herald the day speech. Here we go with some more of this. Herald the day. Right after a little break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Christmas 2017. I was thinking about this yesterday driving around town. This is looking at the Christmas trees. This is the best Christmas of my life. Nothing else close. It is wonderful. And it's just our first President Donald Trump Christmas. We got seven more to go. Let's dive back into the speech. And, you know, sometimes I like to bring you the latest 24 hours of what's happened. But some things that have occurred, the enemy, they've spent the last 24 hours, as Paul said, shoving this speech into the memory hole. And Paul and I and you sitting here, we are Winston Smith. We're sitting there in our cubicle at the Ministry of Truth, and we see this latest entry into the memory hole, and we retrieve it. That's what we're doing right now. We're pulling Donald Trump's incredible speech. This speech is every bit as good as George Washington's farewell address. It's way better than Lincoln's Gettysburg address. These are the times that try men's soul. Thomas Paine, you know, this is one of the great speeches of all time. So we're spending we're going to pull this thing back out of the memory hole. We'll replay it on into the future and thwart our enemies as they try to make Donald Trump disappear. And I love how they, you know, kicking sand in your eyes, Paul. That was very good that you got to watch the Communist News Network and these other people. Actually, you got to basically monitor how you're like George Orwell, Paul. Remember when he came back from the Spanish Civil War in 1936, he was reading the newspapers like you, watching the Communist News Network. He's reading the papers. He's going, wait a minute. I just got back from Madrid and Barcelona. I forget which town he was in there in Spain, fighting in the Spanish Civil War. And what I'm seeing from these media elites bears no resemblance. It's the exact diametric opposite to what I just saw with my own eyes. And that was what created the insight for Eric Arthur Blair, my sixth cousin, and known as George Orwell. He got the idea for his masterpiece, 1984. And that's what we're living in now. When Donald Trump talks about fake news, and he has brought that to us, he's created this realization. When he's talking about fake news, he's having the exact same realization as George Orwell, Paul.
Yes.
He's realizing that our minds, I mean, what's the point? I hope everybody in the audience has read 1984, and I hope everybody in the course of your life will read it, reread it a number of times. Make sure your children read it and memorize parts of it for your children, too. The point that Orwell brought to us that no one else had brought. I mean, think about how important Orwell's work is. There isn't a book prior to 1984 that makes the same point. There aren't many since. An elite controlling our government, controlling the Ministry of Truth, the propaganda ministry, can actually manipulate our minds. We don't want to admit that. It's a blow to your pride to think that somebody can manipulate your mind by playing with your TV set and your newspaper. But George Orwell realized they can, even if you're really smart. And they can thereby direct a world into a dystopian, nightmare future of dictatorship, repression, and evil. Let's go back to our man here. Here he is.
Fair and necessary one. Necessary for our country, necessary for our taxpayer, necessary for our own thought process. Our campaign of maximum pressure on the North Korean regime has resulted in the toughest ever sanctions.
Now, we're getting into a little bit of detail there, so I'm going to depart from that. The detail in the speech is wonderful. How he managed to put detail in a 26-minute speech, I don't know. But he just finished making the point that I was taking notes here just a second ago. He mentioned that, and this has gone, Paul, this has gone really unreported. Do you remember that just a little more than 1 year ago, ISIS, or whatever the hell you want to call all these weirdos that go by these various monikers, that ISIS controlled most of Syria, controlled a large part of Iraq. I mean, they actually controlled entire cities, like Mosul, a whole city with millions of people in it.
8 million people, being at least partly a Christian place. Terrible things happened there, and now they've been booted out.
And here we are, Donald Trump, 11 months after taking the reins, they're out. They're out all over Syria. They're out all over Iraq. And let's see if I can find Donald Trump's words, because he's so much better than I could ever be. Here it is. Okay. Let's go back here. And here he is. Let's listen to the president say it himself. A little break. Come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man
back,
is
folks.
Hard to be.
And the, we're celebrating, the Christmas party has begun. Celebrating this amazing speech that Donald Trump gave us before our greatest Christmas. He's standing here.
Interject a less than happy note, but one of our one of our longtime friends and associates, I think, needs some of our support. Yesterday, a Twitter accounts for American Renaissance and its editor Jared Taylor were both banned. At the time of the banning, American Renaissance, which is at Am Renaissance, had 32,800 followers, and Jared Taylor's account had 41,000. Twitter removed removed the accounts and said it's enforcing new rules against hateful and abusive content. And anybody who has followed American Renaissance and Jared know that those words do not apply. There was an absolute war on nationalists on the part of Facebook and Twitter, and I think people should be aware of that. And you might want to contact the corporate offices of Twitter. They make a lot of money, and share your thoughts.
Yeah, and the Here, Paul. Jared Taylor is the exact opposite of hatred or anything vile or repugnant to any.
And you know that's why they want to silence him. He is he's the ultimately graceful, smooth, well-educated individual. If somebody was posting F this and F that and nigger this and nigger that, they might well survive for a while on Twitter because they don't influence anybody. You know, a very tiny group of people think that's funny or whatever, but they won't influence anybody. Yes. They won't influence reasonable people. Jared Taylor and people like him will.
Jared, folks, Paul and I have had the real honor of knowing Jared Taylor and participating in his extraordinary events. He's an incredibly courageous man. He is our enemies would like him to disappear into the memory hole we've been talking about. And how can you make Jared Taylor go into the memory hole? Well, don't report him. Don't discuss him. Don't let America know what a giant he is. And turn off his Twitter account, for example. Yeah.
Don't even let him have an outlet. And you know, where I was over the long weekend, I met a lot of our friends from Europe and Britain and Germany. And of course, they, I think, have an overly rosy view of free speech in the United States. I said, yes, there's a difference between Canada and the United States. The state in Canada can censor in the United States. They can't. Well, I mean, not directly. But that doesn't mean that there's freedom in it, well, that there's anything like the freedom that ought to be in the United States. And these big mega corporations are doing the dirty work in many cases for the cultural Marxists.
Yes. And keep in mind, folks, Matt Drudge gave this warning about 2 years ago. Matt Drudge made it very clear that he said, I'm not even on the social networks, Drudge said. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. And I don't know if that's still true. But he said, the reason is this. You're going to build yourself up. You're going to, you know, put a lot of massive amount of work into this social network owned by the enemy. It's a corporation, folks. It's not a public utility. Owned by the enemy. And guess what they'll do? They'll cut you off. They'll turn you off. And so he said, I'm keeping my Drudge Report entirely standalone and independent, and nobody can turn me off. So that's Drudge's words have come to pass here. And we'll see, of course, we'll see more of this. And the tremendous story we won't be able to cover tonight, but boy, is this story boiling. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is saying on national TV, and millions of people are hearing it. This is, you talk about history being made. Jim Jordan is saying loud and clear, the FBI under Obama was completely weaponized. No, I'll take the adverb completely. The top of it was weaponized by the Clinton left, the Obama left, the Alinsky, the Saul Alinsky left, weaponized the top of the FBI to stop Donald Trump, to stop the man we're listening to right now. We are so lucky that this has been uncovered. Congressman Jim Jordan is going to ram this thing home. He is going to drag these people in front of his committee, put them under oath, and get the answers. He's going to pound them on national television with hearings to uncover. He's convinced. He's not mincing words. He's saying there was a coup attempt at the top of the FBI to stop Donald Trump. And once he was elected, before he was elected, and then once he was elected, to get him impeached.
That's really powerful stuff. And that backs up what Donald Trump said maybe a week or two ago, when he talked about the demoralization and the, I forget the exact word he used, but the huge internal problems of the FBI. I mean, he's right on.
Yes, and he's come up with, let me try to remember now, Jim Jordan has come up with two really key questions that he put him to Rod Rosenstein when he had him in front of him, and he's going to put it to each one of these people. He is convinced that the fake Russia dossier compiled by this MI6, former MI, there's never such a thing as a former MI6 man, Christopher Steele, that this fake Russian dossier, which they were going to use to destroy Donald Trump and get rid of him as president of the United States, was actually, we know, the Democrats have admitted they paid for it. $12 million they paid for it during the campaign. But Jordan is convinced the FBI paid for it as well. Now, folks, and as Jordan says, this is as bad as it gets. This is the biggest, Gingrich got it right, the biggest scandal in American history, the biggest corruption in American history. The FBI at the top, not all the good agents down there in the bureaucracy somewhere, unfortunately, they don't count. When the top is taken over, they went to war at the top. People like Mueller and Comey and Rosenstein went to war against Donald Trump. So his question is this. It's very simple. He's going to get each one of them. He's going to get, did you pay? Did the FBI pay money for this fake Russian dossier, which was going to be the tool to destroy Donald Trump and the basis for the Mueller investigation? And then question number two, was this fake dossier that you cooked up and you paid for, was this used to gain, to go to the FISA court, the spying court, and get warrants to spy on American citizens? Remember, it's, you know, after Obama, people don't even believe it. You know, it's against the law to spy on American citizens, but that's actually the case. So you have to go to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on you as an American citizen. Was this fake dossier, this fraud, this crime used to get to criminally, illegally get warrants to spy on Donald Trump, Mike Flynn, and members of his team? And Jordan is convinced. I mean, he's putting it all on the line. He says, I think they did. And I'm going to just a point blank question. I'm going to get Mueller. I'm going to get Comey. I'm going to get Peter Strzok. And I'm going to make them answer that question. And if they want to take the Fifth Amendment, I'm going to make them repeat their Fifth Amendment baloney over and over again. But folks, this is going to be an immense story, the biggest scandal in American history. And Donald Trump, at the very same moment, he's doing all these wonderful things for us, Paul, that he's summarizing in this speech, and giving us our country back. He's also right now, this is another thing to celebrate, you know, be thankful for at Christmas, is that Donald Trump, while we were largely unaware of it, Paul, Donald Trump has just, I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched, survived the biggest coup attempt in American history. And it came unbelievable, folks. It didn't come from, the mafia in Dallas, Texas, or whatever, in New Orleans. It came from the FBI itself.
Does the congressman have the power to hold such a hearing, or does he have to get the consent of the committee?
His committees on oversight and the judiciary have a primary oversight responsibility in these areas. He doesn't need any permission from the Congress at large. He's already been given that a blanket permission by his appointment to these committees, and Trey Gowdy, they run these committees in large part. And so they have the power. They have subpoena power. They do not have prosecution power, but they have subpoena power, and that's pretty massive.
Yeah, you can't fly to the Congress. I have something more in the kind of the good news category, but I've lost it. And you might, you may have seen it. Apparently, the senator from Massachusetts has been charged with 113 counts of mail fraud and so on. And the person who sent this to me, with citing the source, said this is the big non-news story of today. He said seems to be nowhere in the major mainstream media.
Which senator? Is that Elizabeth Warren?
No, the other one, the mail.
Oh, okay. Well, this I will jump on that, and I'll hope to report that here tomorrow, Paul. Let's see if we can.
It's not Pocahontas. It's
not Pocahontas. Well, we've got a few minutes left in the show here, folks, and Let's see if we can get a little bit more. Let's return to this wonderful speech. And let's see, let me find another gem for you here. By the way, I mean, there's so much in here. During the break, was listening to this. Donald Trump just said, I'll let you hear it. He is such a profound, he's a genius of business, of industry, of strategy, of history. Here's something that this is detail in this speech, but it's our future when you think about it. But let me just play it here, about his attitudes towards outer space, of all things.
...of our military and reversing previous decisions to shrink our armed forces, even as threats to national security grew. It calls for streamlining acquisition, eliminating bloated bureaucracy, and massively building up our military, which has the fundamental side benefit of creating millions and millions of jobs. This strategy includes plans to counter modern threats, such as cyber and electromagnetic attacks. It recognizes space as a competitive domain.
Now, folks, that went by in 5 seconds. It recognizes space as a competitive domain. You might not think that's all that profound. Heck, it is, because until this moment, until Donald Trump just said those words, you know what the idiots, the Bushes and the Clintons and the Obamas, regarded outer space, which is the whole rest of the universe, that's a pretty big territory, they regarded that as what, Paul? The kumbaya zone of political correctness and multiculturalism. I mean, they were perfectly prepared to, you know, we'll pay for the space station, but, you know, we'll put Pakistanis on the space station. And we'll make it an equal opportunity, training facility. We'll give away the moon. We'll give away Mars. We'll give away all of outer space. Folks, that is kumbaya. Donald Trump just said, what were his words? This is a complete reversal of all American policy. From these multiculturalists. Here, let's listen to it again. It's a competitive, let's listen to it.
...of jobs. This strategy includes plans to counter modern threats, such as cyber and electromagnetic attacks. It recognizes space as a competitive domain.
There you go. In other words, folks, life is a struggle. and only people who fight the struggle survive. It's a competitive domain. The Chinese are going to take the moon if we let them do it. They're going to put up a dozen space stations, have them sitting right over a top of our heads while they destroy our economy so that we can't put one up there. That's exactly what the sort of thing they intend to do. Donald Trump is saying, no, this is a fight and we're going to win. And we're going to win through strength. We're not going to win through fighting stupid wars where we get our men killed and our economy destroyed. No, we will be overwhelmingly powerful and prepared and determined. And so we will not fight a war, but we will prevail. I hate to get lost in the detail here, but you heard him mention Korea a little bit ago. And he mentions in this same paragraph he's in right now, that, do you realize right now that your country, fellow Americans, does not have a missile defense? Did you think we did?
Yeah. We don't. Is that so, Jamie? Because I thought
yes.
Ronald Reagan gave us what's called Star Wars, but we don't. I thought they could shoot down incoming missiles.
No, they cannot. And this is why I was getting all red in the face over what do you call him, the little what did Donald Trump call him, the little Rocket Man.
Little Rocket Man.
Because Little Rocket Man's rockets can reach Washington, D.C. We now know this. The last one went up 2,600 miles, which means it can go horizontal, vertically, which means it can go horizontally all the way to D.C. or anywhere else. And he's got the nukes to do it. We don't have any way to shoot that down. So this speech from Donald Trump in the Ronald Reagan building could have been interrupted by a nuclear explosion launched by Little Rocket Man. That is unacceptable. And Donald Trump just said, you Americans, we're not going to live under this insanity. We have the resources. He's going to build our economy so that we can, in fact, pay for a missile defense so that some punk like Little Rocket Man can't. Imagine it, folks. If he's got, let's say he's got 10 missiles on his launch pad with their nukes affixed atop of them, and he can destroy in 10 minutes, he can destroy New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C., you know, make your own list. He could cripple America. Donald Trump also mentioned electromagnetic warfare. One of the things Little Rocket Man can do, against which we have, are you ready? We have no defense, is electromagnetic pulse warfare, where he detonates one of his nukes in space and destroys all the electronics, including this radio show. Let's see how we're doing on time here. We've got one more segment. Stay tuned and we'll finish up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Well, I'm out to find me. Paul and Kelso here looking for a place to do our thing. We're closing out. I never even called for phone calls in this show, so all the great thoughts you've had today, if you could bring them to us tomorrow night when we return to these subjects. And we'll just close out here with a celebration of what's the name of it called? The Herald the Day, the Herald the Day speech by Donald Trump. And kind of getting enmeshed in detail here, but folks, our whole future depends on details like this. And only Donald Trump has noticed we have no missile defense. He pledges in this speech we're going to have a multi-layered missile defense so that we don't have to be a cower or be blackmailed by Little Rocket Man or, you know, there'll be more of these clowns. There will be more. You can be sure of it. The world is not becoming a safer place. And he also talks about a defense against electromagnetic pulse. We have no defense. You haven't heard about this from the clowns in the media, but in fact, a nuclear weapon detonated in space can destroy the American grid. Your power goes off. Your radio goes off. Your TV goes off. None of this stuff is hardened against electromagnetic pulse. And the and what Donald Trump, he also says here in a few moments, I just have to summarize it for you. He says, let me look at my notes here. He says, we're going to defend against economic and political aggression. Economic and political aggression. Who's he talking about there? I'll try to imitate the president. China. He's talking about China. we're not going to take it anymore, folks. China has been waging economic and political war against us. They have transferred trillions of dollars, millions of American jobs from America into China. And the brilliance of, you got to listen to this speech. He talks about how he talks about a we in this speech. We will defend ourselves. He's talking about Europeans. It's right in this speech. He's recognizing that India and China, they're not our friends. They're not going to, you know, we're going to treat them with respect where respect is beneficial or useful. But we Europeans are going to be living in a world where we're going to be 10% of the world's population. It's going to be tough, folks. We better have a missile defense. We better be strong. And let me tell you something else. Donald Trump, in this first year, is going to spend $700 billion on the military, which you think would, boy, that's a crippling burden. In other words, he's been left with you wouldn't think so, but Obama and Bush left him with a crippled American military. So Donald Trump is having to invest massively in the military, and yet in spite of that burden, he's like a racehorse carrying 30 pounds of penalty weights. He's winning the race. $6 trillion added to the stock market since he became president. Let me think of a way to close the show out here. Let's go to the end of his speech. Maybe I can get a few seconds in. I can't. That was fun, Paul, especially at the beginning of the show where we heard President Trump in 90 seconds say more than all the rest of them put together over decades.
Are we off the air?
No, I think we're still on. We're just saying goodbye. Okay. So, folks, we'll see you all again tomorrow night. So long.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.